We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Resh Mem Vav 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 lines from the bottom. Hayom la'asoto. A person was put in this world, the Magid Midovna had said, and there is exact measurement as to how much wisdom and strength and might and how much longevity was given to him. Exactly fit for his soul. This is his portion. This is his job in this world. Hayom la'asoto, today to perform, un machar lekabel scharo. And the wages are yet to come. We're put on this world to work. I used to have a fantastic roommate in Merkaz Arav, Rav Meir Boadana, Rav Meir Shalem, he switched his name now. Sometimes he'd see that I was out of steam. And he had different lines, which I took with me. And one of his lines was, if you were meant to come to this world to have it easy, then you'd be able to climb a tree and peel a banana. You're not happy climbing a tree and peeling a banana. That's what monkeys do. But humans, well, you were given other desires and other strengths because you have other missions. So yeah, it's going to be hard. So that's the key point here. We were given tools because we have to work. So a person was sent to this world by his master to do the service, to do the work that we were commanded to do. And you'll find in his nest, you'll find that he has all the amenities within reach. You can work and strive and attempt to gain them. A person can have the greatest foods. A person can have the greatest clothing. So a person in his service can bring wholeness to the world. And as a person attains wholeness, so then he can make the world a whole place. K'ma'amar, as the verse says, liten schatov la'tzadikim shemekaymin et ha'olam shenivra ba'asara ma'amarot. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that Hashem created the world with 10 sentences, and the idea was so that the righteous will get reward for sustaining the world that took 10 declarations to create. Hashem says, I could have done it in one declaration, but I want you to see that I value the world, and when the tzaddik sustains the world, so then he gets merits for having sustained such a fantastic world. What concept do we see? That the tzaddik, in attaining wholeness, is not only bettering himself, he is also sustaining the world at large. That's the idea that he just said. God isn't interested in the might of the horse or the swiftness of the deer. What Hashem wants are those that fear Him, those that take heed of His words. Ko'omram, as the verse says, the Medrash says, the Gemara says, what does Hashem have in this world? He has a storage house of Yiras Shamayim. So he said, how does a person develop this balance of being driven, of desiring what's right, and feeling obligated to do what's right? He says, you need this balance. You need to develop the drive, but you also have to realize that you don't have a right to veer off the path. It's a balance. So he said, firstly, we have to realize the tools we were given, the responsibility we were given. Why were we placed on this earth? Why were we given these unique tools that humanity has? And secondly, that's where we'll pick up, Bezrat Hashem, next time.